is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 20, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 12, 1973, in New York.
So, Kunti Devi, she is submissively, this is the symptom of Vaishnava. The Lord Krishna has come to Kunti Devi to take the dust of her feet, because Krishna considers Kunti Devi as her aunt. To show her respect, Krishna used to touch the feet of Kunti Devi. But Kunti Devi, although she is in such exalted position, practically on the level of Yashoda Mai, such a great devotee, so she is so submissive that Krishna, you are meant for the Paramahansas. And what we can see you, we are women. So, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Striya Vaishyas Tatha Shudra. In another place in the Bhagavad, it is said, Sri Shudra Dijabandhunam. Shudra, Sri and Dijabandhu. Dijabandhu means those who are born in Brahmin family or Kshatriya family, high caste. According to Vedic system, there are four divisions. Chaturbarnam maya sisnam gunakar. According to quality and war, the first class man is the Brahmana, interior. The next Kshatriya, the next Vaishya, the next Shudra. So, according to this classification, woman, Shudra and Dijabandhu. Dijabandhu, they are taken in the same category. Dijabandhu means born in Brahmin family, Kshatriya family, but has no qualification. The thing is to be considered by qualification. It is very practical. Suppose one man is born, the son of a high court judge. So it does not mean that because he is a son of a high court judge, he is also high court judge. This is going on. Because one happens to take birth in a Brahmin family, without any qualification, he claims to become a Brahmin. That is the fall down of Vedic civilization in India. A rascal number one, he is claiming that he is Brahmin, without any qualification. His qualification is less than a Shudra, still he is claiming, and that is being accepted. It is clearly stated, guna karma vibhavas, without qualification. The Brahmana means the qualification. It is not this body. There are so many arguments, but they won't hear. They are very much against in my movement, because I am making Brahmins from Europe and everything. They are against me. But don't care. We don't care for them. Neither any reasonable man will care for them. But there is a propaganda against me, even amongst my God brothers. They are making, because they cannot do it, so find out some fault. You see? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prithivite ache jato nagaradigram, sarvatra prachar haive morna. In every town, city, village of the world, his cult will be priest. What is his cult? Does it mean that the Europeans and Americans will not become Brahmin? Because Vaishnava cult means past Brahminism. Past Brahminism. Manchabhyabhicharini bhakti yogina jashivate sagunan samatittaitan brahma bhuyayakal. He, bhakti yoga, one who takes to bhakti yoga, he immediately comes into the transcendental platform, brahma bhuta. What you speak of? Brahman. So these stereotyped, crippled ideas has killed Vedic civilization. Now we are again reviving. It is meant for everyone. Krishna says, Māṅhi pātha vipā śrītya jīpīṣu pāpa jonaya śriyā śudrā tathā vaiṣyā sthīpi jānti parāṅga. Krishna says, although ordinarily we take śriyā means woman, śudrā and vaiṣyā in the lower class grade, but when one becomes a devotee, his or she is no more in the lower grade. Tipi janti parangati. Then devotional service is so nice that anyone, ordinarily, woman is taken less intelligent, Shudra is taken less intelligent, Vaishya is taken less intelligent, but if he takes to Krishna consciousness, he is the most intelligent. Krishna je bhaje sevara chatur. This is the statement in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyone who has taken to Krishna consciousness, he is the most intelligent. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bhi. Kono bhagavan ji. Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan ji. The Krishna consciousness movement is not for the wretched, unfortunate class of men. No. It is meant for the most fortunate man. Anyone who has taken to Krishna consciousness, he is to be considered as the most fortunate man. Because he has got the line of action, how his life will be perfect. Therefore, anyone who is in Krishna consciousness and discharging the duties nicely, he is the most fortunate man, most perfect man. That is Kunti Devi, he is humbly submitting. Although his womanly body, she is a devotee. She is not like ordinary woman, less intelligent. She is the most intelligent. She has recognized Krishna, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Although he has come to me materially as my nephew to offer me respect, but he is the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, in the previous verse, she said, alakshaṁ sarva-bhūtāna antat-bahi avasthita. You are not seen by ordinary man, although you are inside and outside. In another verse also, na lakṣase mūra-dirśā. Fools and rascals cannot see you. That means Kunti sees him. Unless she sees Krishna as he is, how she can say, Mura Dirsha, na lakshasi. And he says, Prakite para, you are transcendental to this material creation. So here also, he continues her humbleness. This humbleness is very good in devotional service. Therefore, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us, Tinarapi sunichena tarurapi sahishnuna. One should be tolerant than the trees and humbler than the grass to make progress in spiritual life. Because there will be so many disturbances. Because Maya, we are living just like if we are in the ocean. See, you cannot expect very peaceful situation in the ocean. It must be always tilting. Tilting. Even your big seat, it is also not very fixed up position. At any moment there may be tumultuous waves. So, in this material world, you should always expect danger. You cannot expect very peaceful life within this material. Padang padanga jada vipadang. Shastra says, in every step there is danger. But if you become a devotee, then you escape. Maya mitang tarantit. Otherwise, so in the beginning, if you take to Krishna consciousness, there will be so many disturbances by the Maya. Maya will test you. How far you are fixed up. She will test you. She is also agent of Krishna. She does not allow anyone who is meant for disturbing Krishna. Therefore, she tests very rigidly. Whether you have taken Krishna consciousness to disturb Krishna, or you are actually serious. That is Maya's business. So, there will be, in the beginning, test by the Maya, and you will feel so much disturbances in making progress in Krishna consciousness. But if you remain steady, steady means if you follow the rules and regulations and chant 16 down, then you will remain steady. And if you neglect, then Maya will capture you. Immediately. Maya is always ready. We are in the ocean. At any moment, we will be disturbed. Therefore, one who is not disturbed at all, he is called Paramahamsa. Therefore, Kunti Devi said, Tatha Paramahamsanam. Parama means ultimate. Hamsa means swan. Paramahamsa means the perfect hamsa. Hamsa, it is said that if you, hamsa means swan, if you give to swan milk mixed with water, she will take the milk part and leave aside the water part. Similarly, a person who knows what is this material world, material world is made of two natures, the inferior nature and the superior nature. The superior nature means spiritual life, and inferior nature is material life. So a person who gives up the material part of this world and takes only the spiritual part, he is called Paramahamsa. The spiritual part means one who knows that whatever is working in this material, just like this body, your body, my body, anyone who knows that this movement, the activities of this body is due to the soul which is within this body. That is the real fact. And this is only outward covering. Similarly, one who knows that Krishna is the center of this all activities, he is Paramahamsa. He is Paramahamsa. He knows the fact. So, Bhakti Yoga is for the Paramahamsa, one who knows that Krishna is the central fact. Aham adirhi devana. Matta sarvam pravartate. So, one who knows that Krishna is the cause of all causes. not only theoretically, but practically, convinced he is Paramahansa. So Kunti Devi, by humble submission, that you are meant for the Paramahansa, for the Amalatmanam, for the Muninam, and who are engaged in bhaktism, and what we are simply women. We are in the lower grade. How he can understand? This is humbleness. Although she understands everything, but still she is taking the position of an ordinary woman. That how can I understand? Thank you very much.